This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Authorities are warning about extremists possibly plotting another attack on the U.S. Capitol building. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The House abruptly ended its work week last night after passing an ambitious policing overhaul bill. It will not be in session today, given the threat, though the Senate will convene. Today is March 4th, which for decades was Presidential Inauguration Day. The threat appears tied to a far-right conspiracy theory that Donald Trump will retake power today. Several QAnon groups, though, have been warning followers to stay away from any events today, claiming it's a setup for Trump followers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House has now passed the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
With George Floyd's family watching at the Capitol.
The yeas are 220. The nays are 212.
Democrats pushed through legislation to ban police chokeholds and qualified immunity and make it easier for prosecutors to pursue legal action against officers, California Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
We blacks are under siege by rogue cops that we pay to protect and serve us.
North Carolina Republican Dan Bishop accuses Democrats of putting police in danger.
Please stop the political games. Stop slandering law enforcement.
It's not clear if the bill can pass in the Senate. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The House also passed a voting rights bill that would get rid of some hurdles prospective voters have to overcome. It would, for example, require absentee voting be allowed. No excuses necessary. The World Health Organization is warning that COVID-19 infections are rising in Europe, up by 9% over the last week. A WHO official says countries have to focus on stopping the spread of the virus. This is AP News. We now know more about the health of hospitalized Prince Philip of Britain. The AP's Karen Shamas reports.
The 99-year-old Duke of Edinburgh, the husband of Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, has had a successful heart procedure at a London hospital. Palace officials have announced that Prince Philip underwent a successful procedure for a pre-existing heart condition at St Bartholomew's Hospital. He's expected to remain in hospital for what they cite as a number of days. Philip has been hospitalised since being admitted to King Edward VII's hospital in London on February the 16th, where he was initially treated for an infection. He was recently transferred to a specialised cardiac care hospital, St Bartholomew's. His illness is not believed to be related to the coronavirus. Karen Chamas, London.
More than 20% of U.S. adults have now gotten a COVID-19 shot. That's about 52 million people. 10% of adults are fully inoculated. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.